Jim Silver, who's the Chief Executive Officer, Editor-in-Chief of TTPM, that's Toys, Tots, Pets, and More. And welcome, Jim. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right, actually, all things considered. And this is interesting because I really hadn't thought about the pandemic much in terms of how it had impacted the toy and game industry, although my gut would be that it should be doing very well. Now, I know I lived in Utah for a few years, and, of course, board games, that must be the board game capital of the world, probably for family fun night or what have you. But I would think all this stay-at-home stuff would cause a lot of games to just go through the roof. Then again, maybe not. What's the deal?
Well, overall with toys, it's a mixed bag. Certain categories aren't doing well, but certain categories are just flying. The two categories that really stand out are games and puzzles. Puzzle sales are up about 300%, and games, especially family games and adult games. You know, adults are realizing, you know, for $20, you get this great game, open up a bottle of wine, and it's an evening, plus you have the kids home for the, you know, with some of the younger games, games like Uno, one of the different Monopolies. So game sales are seeing some of their best times, as well as puzzles. There are a few other categories like activity toys, like Play-Doh, doing very well. And then you also, what I call puzzles for geeks like me. I'm not a puzzler. I'd rather put together a 1,000-piece Lego set.
Okay. No shame in that, that's for sure. Now,
no.
You mentioned adult games, and I know we're not talking about the quote-unquote adult industry, but games for people who are over 20, over 21. What right now are some of the most popular games for adults?
Well, you can find things like Monopoly, Game of Thrones. I mean, one of my favorite games right now is Weird Things That People Search For, and they've actually accrued all the Google results. So you'll have like a term, my cat does, and you have to guess what the top 10 terms are. And they're really funny. Oh, it's great. And you
I just love
what
that.
Search for. It's just shocking. But when the fun part is you take a card and you see the answers, you just don't believe it. And you open up Google and the people search for these things.
What's the name of that game?
It's Weird Things People Search For.
That's the name of it?
That's the name of it.
And who produced it?
I believe that one's by Bicycle Games. There are other games like it's Blunderful. It's all about awkward situations. You put an awkward situation, and you have to guess how somebody would handle it. This Stuff Happens, Parent Edition. And Stuff Happens, Parent Edition is, you know, your kids get into different dilemmas, and you have to choose which is the best way, which is the best path to take in the pain lane. So there's so many good adult games out there. Plus, the classics do very well because consumers are familiar with the Scattergories and the Pictionary games that have been around for a long time, a lot of fun. And those are doing exceptionally well also.
This is great. Yeah, it's Big Potato Games, by the way. I looked this up immediately because that's just
that's
a...
Right.
That's a great idea. I do a trivia show elsewhere, and one of the things that is hard these days is to find things people can't search for. And so I've gone it in the opposite direction. I look for everything you couldn't possibly put into a search. But this is,
right.
You know, when you think about what people do search for, you know, and then you say, you know, they can do it from Google searches, and you say to yourself, you hope to God that Google is not able to, like, document the IP addresses with the searches. You know, I don't think some of these people would want to be found out.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's just a terrific idea. And in terms of, though, the parts of the industry that are just saying, oh, God, let this be over tomorrow, what's taken the biggest hit?
I would say probably the action figure aisle and the role play aisle. And the reason is because those sections of the toy industry are based on entertainment. And it's very movie-driven. And last year you had the Avengers, you had Spider-Man, you had three Disney movies like The Lion King. And what happened with all these movies being canceled, they were pushed to later this year, or most of them for next year. So there was a whole line of Ghostbuster toys coming out with a brand new Ghostbusters, pushed to next year. A new Minions movie with a big line, pushed to next year. So we've seen entertainment, which will drive about $2 billion worth of sales, all pushed to 2021.
Interesting. Yeah, that would be a big hit. Now, when I'm looking at TTPM.com, because when I saw that toys, tots, pets, and more, I didn't realize we're talking about games and toys for the pets. So right now, what is the most popular dog and cat toy?
There really isn't one. There's generally companies, because a lot of these toys don't change with the dogs. It's generally Chew Toys are the most popular, and Kong is the most popular brand. And with cats, lasers seem to be doing very well. And the lasers become more sophisticated, and cats really seem to love them.
All right. Well, that would be interactive, I guess, with their owner. But, yeah, that would make quite a bit of sense. How long have you been doing this, Jim?
I've been doing this for 35 years.
Okay, good.
Get excited. Good. I mean, today, I got a new toy today that nobody has. I got the first of Baby Yodas. And so anybody watching The Mandalorian and heard that Baby Yoda's coming, they'll probably be out in a week. And I got the first one today, and I feel like it's Christmas in May.
Well, yes, we were talking about it earlier, of course. Of course, May the 4th be with you, today being the 4th.
Yes.
So perfect time for that. Yes. But in 35 years, that's interesting, because society has changed a lot in 35 years, certainly the proliferance of more media opportunities and the Internet and everything else. But in the toy and gaming industry, how does it compare today to 35 years ago?
You see technology's gotten a lot better, in which the cost of the chips. But the play patterns, the way kids play, really hasn't changed. When they're off screens, so in respect to action figures, they play good versus evil. You know, riding toys, activity toys, kids love to create. So the bracelet makers, making nails, making jewelry, it's just become a whole lot easier and a whole lot better than it used to be. But kids still like these basic play patterns. You think they wouldn't. Because of all the screens, but we've seen construction toys and activity toys as two of the hottest categories last year and continue to be during these times. So when kids are off screens, parents want the kids playing, and kids like activities.
Yeah, you know, that kind of dovetails. I remember years ago, we knew this guy who did a video. He just took pictures of, like, big machinery, you know, destroying things and things like that. And it becomes, like, the biggest selling kid toy. So, yeah, I guess there's something human nature never changes. So why would we think that did? Now, obviously, at TTPM, you are on the cutting edge, as evidenced by Baby Yoda. And you occasionally will do a review. And I'm curious, is there anything that hit and was huge for a while that you said, I never would have expected this to be big?
Yeah, I did. And this goes back to my early years, and it goes back to 1986. There's a person by the name of Don Kingsborough, who is somewhat famous, and I met with him. He said, I have to show you this new talking bear I have. His name is Teddy Ruxpin. And I'm like, now, Don Kingsborough is known in video games. He's coming into the toy industry. And I'm like, Teddy Ruxpin, a talking, reading bear. And I walked away saying, no way. I said, this Teddy Ruxpin's not going to be a hit. And I learned my lesson. But I missed Teddy Ruxpin.
Now, the other way around, was there anything that you immediately saw and you said, this is going to be huge? And it was.
Yeah, it's. I think one of my favorite stories, you know, I called Monster High Dolls, I called Pokemon, but this goes back to 1996. I remember I made an appearance on CNN, and it was August, and Toy wasn't out yet. And there's things that you just don't forget. And I was on the air on CNN with an anchor by the name of Lou Dobbs. And I brought on this toy, and it was, he goes, what is this? And I said, this is going to be the hottest toy of the year. He goes, it's not out for a couple of months. He goes, what is it? I said, his name is Tickle Me Elmo. Well, he mocked me for the next 2 minutes. A Tickle Me what? I said, a Tickle Me Elmo. And I was made fun with Lou and his co-anchor for about 2 minutes, making fun of me off the set. However, they called me back about 3 months later.
I'll bet they did.
But you just don't forget being mocked like that.
Oh,
I know. Coming back.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, I mean, we can talk about it now that we know it's a big hit, but going on national TV and having someone mock you to that degree, if it didn't hit, oh my God. But hopefully.
Oh, yeah, it would have been the end.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, when I went back, he wasn't the host. They had somebody else there.
Appropriately, don't you think? But no, that's great. All right, Jim. So TTPM.com. Thanks for taking time out to talk with us.
All right. Stay well.
You too.